Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's research universities are constantly looking for ways to monetize their research, and a recent example just came across our radar screen. A Lowcountry company recently received a grant from the National Institutes of Health to continue developing a double balloon catheter using technology licensed from the Medical University of South Carolina. Cephas Simmons Sr. is founder and CEO of that company, Seal Calf, based in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Today he joins us by phone from the Lowcountry. Cephas, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this grant. Tell us about that.
Thank you very much. The grant was an excellent motive for me to go forward. The grant took me 2 years writing over and over. I applied maybe 3 to 5 times before I actually got it, but, persistence pays off. And the grant itself helped me to complete my preclinical trial, which identified the theory that I had in hand the whole time and actually answered all the questions that we needed answered to go to market. So it was very instrumental to move Seal Calf to the next level.
Well, give us a history of the company. You've been in existence before you received this grant.
Yes, I started Seal Calf in 2013 when I licensed my invention from the MUSC, the Medical University. So I'm a pediatric radiologist assistant at the Medical University, and the procedure that I came up with the idea was is an intussusception reduction procedure. When the small bowel telescopes into large bowel, which causes an obstruction. In order to reduce this obstruction, we need to have a product or a catheter that will seal the rectum so that when we put air into the bowel, it will not leak. Right now, we use the Foley catheter, and with the Foley catheter, it only has one balloon, and that balloon sits inside the rectum. Usually, once you start insufflating air into the bowel, we get leakage around that internal balloon because there's no other way to alleviate it. But every time air comes out, it defeats the purpose, and it makes you almost like starting over. So I was frustrated, and I said, there's got to be another way or a better way. So I went on the Internet, and I looked around for a lot of different balloons or catheters that were out there that maybe would improve the process, but I couldn't find anything. I started drawing pictures and came up with an idea of my own products that would work. I came up with a protocol which identified the shape of the balloons I need and did a few more animal studies to test that. Then I took it to a company where they could make me a manufactured prototype. And at that point, we started doing more testing to get to the point where we are today, where we have a manufactured prototype. And that manufactured prototype is what we used in our Phase 1 NIH grant to answer all of our theoretical questions. And we proved it to be exactly like we thought it would be.
And so you have now been able to test this in your patients?
No, preclinical. So this was all in animals. You have to get a clearance in animals first before we can go to patients. So now that we have clearance and that the product is now like a class one, we can actually move to commercialization at this point.
Okay, so you can move to commercialization without human trials?
That's correct.
Tell us what's next then. What is the first phase of commercialization? I guess you need to have more than just a prototype manufactured. Who is going to do that for you?
We have Bard in Monk's Corner. That's going to be our manufacturer. So they're going to manufacture all the latex catheters for us. They are actually working on the first inventory batch right now, and hopefully within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have that batch in hand.
And you have orders?
Right now, we have orders. MUSC is going to be using it. We have a few other orders. We have a distributor that actually is already signing contracts right now to sell. So we're lining up pretty good for a good go-to-market phase here in the next month or two.
And then the future of the company will be to spin off. You'll give up your job at the hospital, and off we go?
I love my job. I think I would miss patient too much right now to completely give it up. But once we get everything set up with the commercialization point, it will be very easy to manage. I think the hardest work I've faced is getting from 2013 to now. So I was able to manage that and work. And I think it's going to get a lot easier now because the company is managing it, making the products for me, and then shipping it to my distributors or shipping it to me, and I'll be able to alleviate a lot of that. My wife is retired, and she's going to be helping me out as well in the office.
You will actually be a manufacturer who is licensing or just contracting the manufacturing of it to Bard, and they make their profit, you make your profit. It's not an actual royalty type of thing.
That's correct.
Well, Cephas, congratulations again on this award, and thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Cephas Simmons Sr. is founder and CEO of Seal Calf, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.